This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3177 for Tuesday, the 6th of October 2020. Today's show is entitled Zero Cost VPN. It is hosted by Norrist and is about 7 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is OpenVPN on a free tier VPS for securing phone traffic.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
I'm going to talk about how I use OpenVPN on a free tier VPS to help secure my mobile device while connected to Wi-Fi that I don't control, usually hotels or restaurants. Depending on the VPS you use, this method can be cheaper than a commercial VPN. A basic overview of the VPN I use is I start with Linux on a free or low-cost VPS. I use a helper script to install OpenVPN and generate the client config file. Transfer the client config file to the mobile device I want to secure, and I install OpenVPN on the mobile device and import the generated config. There are a few options for the Linux server. There are some free tier cloud providers like AWS, Google, or Azure. Those services give you free VPSs, usually for a trial period, sometimes up to a year though. The machines that they give you are small, but they are big enough. There are also VPSs like DigitalOcean or Linode that give credit for new accounts. Usually you need a discount code. I hear a lot of discount codes in podcast advertisements, so listen around. The lowest price for these VPSs is normally $5 a month, but you can get a few months for free with the new account credit. Another low-cost option is self-hosting the service at home, but you'll need a mostly static IP. The VPS requirements for running an OpenVPN server are pretty basic. The server will need a public IP address, at least average network speed, and you'll need root access. The OpenVPN installer script I use is on GitHub. I'll have a link to the GitHub project in the show notes, but you can probably find it by searching for openvpn-install.sh. Once you have the VPS set up and are logged in as root, then you can clone the Git directory and then start the script by running /openvpn-install.sh. The installer will ask several questions. Most of the questions you can just accept the default. A couple of questions to watch out for. It'll ask for the IP address, and it tries to auto-detect the IP address. For most of the VPSs I've tested, that worked just fine. But when I tested on AWS, the script didn't auto-detect the public IP address, so I had to manually enter the public IP address. The installer will give you a list of DNS servers for the OpenVPN client to use. The default DNS is AdGuard, which is probably okay, but you may want to pick a different option. The last part of the setup questions are setting up the config file for the client. You'll be asked the name of the client and if you want to set a password. Once you answer those questions, the configuration file will be written to /root, the name of the client you gave it, .ovpn. If you want to use the VPN with more than one device, you can run the script again. When you run the script again, it will detect that OpenVPN has already been installed, and it will give you options for managing users. You can add a new user, revoke an existing user, or it'll give you the option to remove and uninstall OpenVPN. The OpenVPN client config file that gets generated is about 100 lines, and it's all plain text. You'll need to get that config file onto your mobile device somehow. There's a few ways to transfer the files to the mobile device. I just cat the file and copy and paste it into a file on my local LAN-only HTTP server. Then I browse to and download that file from my phone. You'll need an OpenVPN client for the mobile device. I installed OpenVPN for Android from the FDroid App Store. But there's also a version in the Play Store. I don't have any Apple devices, so I couldn't test it on Apple, but I think the client's there as well. Once OpenVPN for Android is installed, open the app, click the plus sign to add a new profile, tap import, then browse to the downloaded file. Once you open the downloaded file, the OpenVPN client will automatically start that connection. One downside to this method of securing your traffic is that you don't have multiple locations to connect to. So one thing you can do, especially while you're in the free tier, is have multiple VPSs in multiple locations, and then you can run this script on each of those locations, download a client file from each of the locations, and then you can have multiple profiles on your mobile device. And remember that this style of VPN will secure your traffic on a unsecured Wi-Fi, but it's not going to provide any anonymization. So if you need to be anonymous, use something in addition to this VPN like Tor. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.